How you doing, buddy?
All right, think we got you guys up here. Patrick, Timmy, Henry, how you guys doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey yo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, all right.
Who knows with Twitter who can hear who, but everything sounds good to me.
It really do be like that.
Yeah, I was getting rugged by Elon for sure. I don't know why that.
Thanks for inviting us, Eric. We appreciate it. Love to be here on the weekly community call. Appreciate it. Love it.
Thanks for having community updates for us.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some pretty cool ones too. We're pretty excited.
I'll give people another minute or so to trickle in here. I'll go over some numbers and stuff before we talk about some new things we got coming, which would love to hear from you guys about. Also, we have some new things that'll be coming pretty soon too, but probably save some of that till next week's space. It's been a little bit quieter from us the last like 2 weeks. We've been building some really fun stuff. Luckily, the old Benji and Fabio and our dev team build things really, really quickly. So
that's awesome. Yeah, we've been quiet too these last 45 days, just simply trying to really wrap our head around this new effective kind of thought process in terms of an IBC token. But yeah, no, it's fun to just put your head down and grind. And you know, hopefully you pop your head up and you've built something that not only will effectuate the efficiency and lower friction in your own ecosystem, but I just love the collaborative nature of IBC and just how you've been so great and open and certainly Archway, and just everybody is, it feels like to me, everybody's out to help everyone succeed. And if we can all participate in that kind of collective consciousness in terms of, hey, let's get this tide to raise all ships together. And, you know, just with Jackal and Akash and all these wonderful different utilities that we're going to hopefully be kind of mashing up together and creating that hybrid platform. But we're so excited about your DEX, Eric. I mean, the more I read and learn about it, the more I get fired up about the things you're doing, and especially from a liquidity perspective, because our whole ecosystem is going to, you know, is going to benefit from a very smart strategy in terms of how do we turn that APY in the most safe way, but in an aggressive way. So no, just super fired up.
Appreciate that, brother. And yeah, we're in a really lucky place, I'd say. A really great place right now. Everyone's considered go to market, like how you launch a token, instead of how you go to market. And so while lots of people are launching tokens all over the place, we're surrounded by real businesses such as Jackal, such as yourselves, such as Kudos, which is nice. If the goal of crypto is to revolutionize the world, it has to at some point go to the world. And we're blessed to be in a niche where we get to focus on the real projects that can be the new Amazons out of this Web3 curiosity that we're currently in. So
I love that. I look at it as we're building the new banking system for the people, we the people, and it all about the people. And it's really creating the underpinning infra for true, I think, decentralization and people taking control over their own information and stored value. So I, to me, it's like we're building rails, man. It's like being back in 17, whatever. We're going west and we're just building infra. And I think infra, that's going to make an impact. And for us, we just want to make good front end UI UX and then hide all that complexity behind the scenes and then slowly educate the Web2 folks to, this is the new way. This is what's going to take over the world. You want to get on, and we're here to kind of hold your hand, make sure that we have mechanisms in place that you don't lose money, you don't lose data. And that's where, you know, from a builder's perspective, being a Web2 guy for as many years as I have, I mean, it's like, give me a box full of Legos and just let me at it and give me a little Adderall and I'm going to build some crazy stuff. But I'm super excited about what we're talking about today, Eric. And I'm really looking forward to Timmy to kind of flex a little bit about his genius in terms of how unique this token is and how it'll affect not only our own ecosystem, but create some real liquidity opportunities for some folks that might not have a zone, in other words. But I'm gonna clam up and kind of give it back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, solid teaser. Real quick, probably 5-6 minutes of Astral updates first. We're closing in on 30,000 total users, which is neat. That's something we've been keeping an eye on. Obviously, the airdrop and the first outbid campaign helped us out a lot, but we're still getting new active, like new users every single day, which is pretty cool. So that number is growing decently fast. We had our fourth straight week. So we launched our token 6 weeks ago now. We've had our fourth straight week of over $30,000 in weekly revenue, which is absolutely fantastic. It's showing that even with prices going down, that's decently sticky. Even with volume going down, at this point, we're earning $22,000 a week at current prices and inflation, aside from any volume. So last week, volume was lower. We only earned like a bit over $9,000 in trade fees. But we earned $22,000 with nobody doing anything. That's the beauty of having that floor, that baseline of Astro Vault. So the more listings we get, the more liquidity we get, the higher that goes. Of course, as liquidity comes in, volume can and will follow. We're doing some nice things around that too. We expect volume to go up a lot once we get better integrated with things like Skip API so that aggregated trades route through us. Right now, anyone trying to trade Rat Bitcoin, most people are trading it on Osmosis, even though Astral is the best place to trade it, both directions. Once we're factored into things like DEX aggregators, a lot more of those trades are going to come through us. So that's very exciting. And we will have some more listings coming shortly, as always. Over 30,000 revenue, still operating at quite a profit with the Plank pools, as well as the added liquidity in POL from the XArch AXV pool that we are finally able to deploy. We're actually earning a lot more from the DAO. So at this point, over 1/4 of all LP emissions are earned by the DAO and automatically burned. So our expenses are a lot lower than what we're making in revenue. And that's like, just looking at things on a spreadsheet, that's pretty damn cool. So really excited in how things are scaling. I know things have seemed slow on the outside, but we're working on the CoinGecko integration. I know that's been a big thing on our Telegram lately. We can only control what we can control, but so far we're really happy with where we're at after 6 weeks, and we're building a lot more cool stuff to keep that scaling. Part of that cool stuff is we have talked quite a bit about how, you know, we built Outbid. Yes, we use it for our token launch, but it's also a great way of generating revenue for our DAO in earning protocol earned liquidity by facilitating deal flow and making a fun way for other projects to be able to raise and get their, and get liquidity and get circulation. And while it might count as revenue to us, it's also growing liquidity for the other teams. So really, we do see it as a win-win situation. We've been talking to several different teams. We do have a queue of people that want to list on us. We also want to bring you guys the best possible deal flow. It's really important that the deals that do come through Outbid do very well, so that more high-caliber projects want to choose to use Outbid. Us raising $310,000 on an untested platform was fantastic. If we're able to replicate that with other really good projects and other really good deals, we'll make a really darn good name for ourselves. If users who are doing this make money, they're going to keep coming back. Most of the people or anyone who used Outbid is up on AXV. That's fantastic. That's exactly what we want. If you're talking to a centralized exchange and they have their own launch pads, they actually have that written into their terms of service where you have to give all the money back, basically, if your token underperforms so that their users have to make money. And it's a little bit scammy and shady, which most of these centralized stuff are. That's why we're trying to do things differently and better and safer. We do need to be smart with our reputation. We do need to give the best deal flow to our users, and we do need to give the best products to the teams. So as we've sorted through this in the background while also building Astro Vault stuff, who we think is the best team to use Outbid next, who we are happy to literally invest in, it is Lunar Space. And that's the extra speakers we have up here today with Timmy, Patrick, and Henry. They are building a really, really cool Web2 real world business product, which obviously has been a theme of our focus. And they're doing it in a really cool way. So we're all about decentralized business. I'd love for you guys to go ahead and pitch Lunar Space and tell our community what you're all about.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that awesome intro, Eric. Yeah, we are Lunar Space. We are a Web 2, Web 3 hybrid DSaaS and SaaS company. So we build software as a service and decentralized software as a service. And our mission is to really bridge that gap from Web 2 to Web 3 and provide operational efficiency to Web 3 while providing blockchain tools to Web 2. And like Patrick said at the beginning of the call, our focus is deeply on abstracting a lot of this stuff for the Web 2 side of our ecosystem. And everything we've already built, dual token reward structure, dual DAOs, kind of create your own DAO type of stuff. All that stuff is very, very useful for Web 3, obviously, tested and tried and tested throughout every ecosystem and community. So we're bringing those tools to Web 2 in an abstracted manner so that businesses and groups and firms can start to use these awesome tools that we see so much benefit from.
That's a great intro, Henry. And yeah, and being and having over 25 years on the Web 2 side, one of the things that is super exciting about our build, our zone build, is the variance and the differences in our zones. We have utility bonding zones that will be one-off. So if you just want a Dropbox or a OneDrive type product, you can spin up a utility bonding zone. So we're looking to create kind of a utility store, an app store, if you will, for dApps on chain. And we're super excited to be building a developer zone, and we're very focused on Archway, and we love what Archway does with their rewards. We want to create a dual reward strategy in terms of really helping developers from the Web 2 world come on over to the Web 3 side. So to Henry's point, we're very focused on fee generation on our Web 2 side. And with that fee generation, we want to do fun things with this effector token to be able to spread that fee income into our ecosystem and be able to help new and upcoming groups and teams build and have a dual reward system, one for what they do as a human being, and then obviously some additional wonderful rewards in terms of the code they push that creates dApps on chain. Because I think we all can agree, the more usable real world Web 2-y kind of apps that are truly baked into our ecosystem is what I think a lot of people will utilize to become more successful by lowering friction. So, and on top of that, what we're fired up about in aligning ourselves with AstroVault and Eric is, you know, leaning on other projects that are far better than we are in that arena. We would rather focus on building tools and deploying tools and giving our ecosystem sovereignty and ownership of those keys. So I'll just kind of finish up right here with one extra little statement, and then I'm going to invite Timmy to kind of come up and really elaborate on how wonderful this new token that we're talking about called LSE, E representing effector, and the fact that it's a set supply, none of the developer owners are holding a bag, it's all going to go to the ecosystem, and it's really an IBC utility token that we're super fired up about, and it really enhances our liquidity strategy, because one of the things that we want to do with Web2 folks is get them off that proverbial billing treadmill on all their third-party applications that they have to use to run their organization. So we want to eliminate that cost factor and create a liquidity factor based on their discipline in staking more of their stored asset in their own vault. And then in concert with AstroVault and all of our different strategies, create a solid, consistent, safe APY for all of our zones to benefit from a liquidity standpoint. But I want to turn it over to Timmy because we're talking about LSE, and I'm super excited about what Timmy and our man George and Henry have and myself, we've created something I think a bit unique. So I'm going to turn it over to Timmy right now to flex.
Cool. Well, to avoid spinning into a ramble about all the cool stuff going on with LSE, because there's a lot under the hood, I'll give a super brief high level, and then maybe Eric, you can give me some direction with a sort of somewhere we want to hone in on or more clarity. But at a super high level, we've sort of came up with a concept for a new type of token, not a new token standard. So as far as I understand, it will still be built out as a CW20, but type of token in the role it fills and the way it interacts with its core product. It's probably not brand new. There's probably something else somewhere in crypto that works like this. But the closest analogy I can actually think of that isn't that close is something like Barrachain, where they have multiple core tokens to their system that do different things, but they are, you know, native core tokens. But it's pretty different than that, in that the way we built out Lunar Space is there's a core product called Zones that has a couple different versions, some that may appeal more to Web3 teams, but the primary and original focus is for Web2 companies that want to continue using a familiar CRM and ERP environment while getting some benefits that blockchain provides kind of under the hood and abstracted. Within that system is the true core token of Zones, LSX. But it's very abstracted. Web2 users may not really even understand it's a token. There's yet another token in play there that's soulbound, gets burned, really just being used as a point system. So not helpful to think of it as a token. So this is sort of the Web2 core product, this Zones product that is self-sufficient. It can run with just the LSX token. And is very approachable by Web2 people and Web3. LSE is this secondary token that we call an effector because it is an optional augmentation of the system if you want. So if you are running a zone, you can use LSE to affect your zone in a number of different ways. Or if you are not running a zone, but you like, because you don't need to, let's say you don't have a business, but you like the idea of what Zones is doing and Lunar Space, and you want some way to kind of speculate on growth and price action and such, LSE can also be the token that fills that role. So LSE is sort of the Web3 element that allows Web3 people to get more out of Zones and also encourages Web2 entities to maybe start getting more familiar with Web3 and learn to start taking advantage of these benefits. LSE is also the closest to a typical token in terms of what you guys would think about, where it's not stable, it's volatile, it'll be traded on open markets, price will fluctuate and appreciate over time. And we can get into specific tokenomics if you want, but that was already longer than I wanted to go. So I'll pause there for now.
Yeah. Awesome intro. I know we're going to be throwing a lot at the community with this one. It's a complicated project, but fundamentally the team has 20 years experience doing this in real world business and has found a way to use Web3 to make it cheaper and better and safer for real world clients. If you guys believe in using crypto to decentralize business and growing it, this is exactly the kind of thing that you're looking for. And LSE is a way of betting on the growth of this decentralized business in a way. So we're really excited to partner with them to be a primary liquidity host for them and to also be clients of them, as they're going to be clients of us as we service them without Bidden and Astro Vault. Similarly, they're building real world stuff that's going to help our team and our DAO structure a lot of our own business stuff. And in doing so, we'll also be able to package Astro Vault and Outbid and more of the stuff that we do for their other existing Web2 clients who can leverage what we do with our businesses without having to deal with all of the, you know, blockchain stuff that makes things a little bit more complicated. So as we advance as a space, we're abstracting away more of the things that make blockchain difficult. We've always said, like, you know, people who didn't believe in the internet, it's like, oh, eventually they'll use it and not even know that has happened. Eventually with crypto, people will use it and not even know. Lunar Space is going to help real Web2 businesses, real clients get to that point. Archway is doing some great things getting to that point. We at Astro Vault are doing some really, really cool things getting to that point and helping a lot of our business-focused clients as well. I actually have to fly out to Florida in a couple weeks to finalize a pretty cool deal where we'll be the first to go to market with something pretty big. So yeah, things are going well. I kind of miss the bear market because you could build quietly a little bit more. But this is time to show off what everyone's been doing under the hood for the last, you know, couple of years. I'm personally super excited about Lunar Space. We haven't finalized dates yet for when we're going with Outbid, but we intend to pretty soon. But in general, we're looking at early April. So within, I don't know, 3-4 weeks or so is most likely. Stay tuned. Like, that's TBD. We're trying to make sure that we space things out decently well. Obviously, Archway is drop camp. Campaign is going very well and has a lot to be excited about and for. This our whole collaborative area of the ecosystem is really hot right now. So yeah, we'll try to space things out in a way that makes sense, but we will be getting a lot more eyes on Archway and Astro Vault, a lot more liquidity coming into Astro Vault, and we want to make sure we can capitalize that on having another, Lord willing, very successful sale for these wonderful people with Lunar Space.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we appreciate it so much. We've established some really awesome partnerships. While, like Patrick said, the past 45 days, we've been pretty quiet. Building in the back end and establishing these partnerships with Archway, Jackal, Abstract, obviously you guys, Astro Vault, and a bunch of others. IBC is just such a great place with everyone working together to really make sure the tech is easily adoptable, I think. I think that's where the Cosmos Hub really is right now, where IBC is. Dapp chain utility, getting actual utilities into people's hands to you know, really make this next bull market and maybe an impending bear market leading to another bull market as bigger as this one might be. So yeah, we're super excited to really just kind of get in this community fully with our effector token. How I kind of have been thinking about it is our LSX and HAMP tokens are like the Web2 tools for adoption, obviously. While that kind of left a like half, it was like a half of a circle in my mind. Completing this circle is building the effector token so that we can kind of have a fully rounded out token economy within the Zone's ecosystem for the entire Lunar Space community and the broader IBC community in the future as we add more integrations.
Yeah, Timmy.
I'm not going to go into anything specific about our token, but the general concept of an effector token, there is one other thing I want to add because I see it becoming, this being one of the reasons it could become a more common thing in the future. When you're building sort of hybrid TradFi decentralized Web2, Web3 systems in the way that they are, there's a bit more rigidity in what you have to build out. So they're like core product, the way tokens work, that sort of thing, because they're signing contracts with clients. They're under certain obligations. So in some ways, as we move towards more of these hybrid systems, the core of those systems will have a little bit less flexibility. And what something like LSE does, or hopefully more projects in future that are doing this hybrid kind of thing, their own effector token, is in addition to... So, for example, at launch, there will be four or five different things you can kind of do with the LSE token, effects that you can pick between. And you could allocate, you know, half to one effect, a quarter to another, a quarter to the other. But they may expand over time. There may be more utilities added, essentially. Utilities effects can kind of be used interchangeably here. And so what it does is it allows something like the Zone system that's a bit more rigid than most Web3 systems to have a little bit more flexibility. Because while there are certain things we cannot change about the LSX token in future, there are sort of secondary ways we could adapt to whatever direction we end up growing in through the LSE token, that sort of both could circumvent some legal things, some actual like code issues that may pop up otherwise, chain restrictions, like a lot of things like that. Trying to not be too specific because I'm not an expert on the technical side there, but hopefully that makes sense.
Eric, are we okay on time?
Yeah. No, yeah, things are all right.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one little extra element about why LSE is such a critical success factor for what we're trying to do. Because LSX is a pseudo stable and it can only be minted from a protocol within the ecosystem, we wanted a different tool, if you will, to incentivize and motivate Web2 developers to start crossing over. So we're very fired up about our UBZs, our utility zones, which are one-off. So if, let's say you just wanted Jackal, you just wanted storage, and you wanted to organize your stored liquidity in terms of all the validators and relayers you've placed money on, we're going to have all those tools super readily available and easy to use within the UBZ, in the zone per se. But on top of that, the zone ecosystem with the LSE will give us the ability to set aside tokens to incentivize development. So we're really focused on creating that DAO structure, an inner zone DAO, an outer zone DAO as a product, as a utility zone, and then really get after some of the colleges and create an ecosystem of learning in the colleges. For instance, Corium and Henry, a couple of weeks ago, were at a University of UCI, University of Irvine here in California, and had a wonderful group of young men learning about smart contracts with Corium. And it just really sparked an idea and enhanced and validated what we're trying to build in terms of a developer zone and really having all the tools and both from an organizational and management perspective, but give that single dashboard login for the entire team to be able to collaborate and build on, and then have all the tools and resources there readily available in an area where you can store your white papers, you can store your notes and whatnot. So we're super excited about the utility aspect of the entire ecosystem to build real world usable utility that has a liquidity component underneath it that over time, if used properly, should pay for itself. So it's truly an asset-based sovereign ownership of one's data and zone, to the extent that we've created PaaS, privacy as a service. So we are, when we instantiate that zone and we turn those keys over to the zone owner, we do not see those keys. Those are truly masked keys, and they are in true ownership of their zone. And now we feel like we've done our job in terms of creating a zone that the zone owner, whether it's a group or an individual, has full control over their keys. And we don't know what those keys are, but with a multi-sig escrow, if they ever run into problems, we can unsurface those keys for them without us ever seeing those keys. So we're really doing some cool abstract security things to make it easier for people from the outside of the zone to be able to log in with an email and password. So really taking it serious about abstracting the complexity, bringing over Web2 UI UX to make it seamless, but give that safety and security with what we call at Lunar Space TSS, our, you know, our trinity of safety and security. But anyway, too much getting a little wordy. Eric, I appreciate the opportunity, but we're so fired up to work with you on this.
Patrick, love it. Guys, give all the speakers here a follow. Go look, it's at Lunar Space IBC, their project. Go give them a follow. Got a new Twitter account. We're going to be giving you guys a lot more information soon. We're going to try to get you guys decks and investor information. We're going to try to treat you guys like the proper sharks that you guys are, and bring you guys good deals and explain the deals and get you guys in front of Patrick and Henry and Timmy as much as we can so that you can ask them any questions. So you can be as informed as you possibly can be before making any investments. But yeah, we're really excited to move forward with them on Outbid, with them as our DAO is going to be using their products and whatnot. And I hope just this little bit of a teaser is exciting, but a lot more fun stuff to come. If anyone has any questions, you can hop up at any time, by the way. If not, we'll probably wrap it up pretty soon. But yeah, next couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, I just wanted to just quickly thank you. And I'll give it over to Timmy after this. I know he wants to say something. But yeah, just quickly thank you and the community, and also Archway, the Archway team, for being so helpful and responsive in a lot of this stuff. Yeah, it's such a complex and really awesome and just exciting project. Having all of these awesome minds on it has just been great. So yeah, thank you for all the support and getting us on these spaces. We want to do more of these. Timmy, you wanted to say something?
Nothing too important. Just without, I don't know how to say this without seeming like I'm tooting my own horn, because it's very much been a group effort. But I've been super honored to be a part of like building out these tokenomics with these guys, a large part of it. And for any of you guys that know me, maybe this just carries some weight. Like, I'm very excited because what we're developing here seems to me like one of the most fair, like realistic, both initial distributions and launches, as well as long term sort of sustainability plans for a token that I've seen in a long time. So knock on wood, but it's been awesome to be a part of it. And so I can say from the ground level, as someone who many of you know is someone who's very critical of other tokens and tokenomics at times, I'm very excited about what we've come up with here. And I think anyone who gets involved, as long as they know what they're getting into and actually understand everything, will hopefully be very happy.
Yes, behind the curtain of what you guys see on stage and whatnot, it's really interesting as a founder, as a builder, to see what teams are really bullish on their own projects. And fundamentally, you want to be involved with them. If they don't just like building what they're building,
true,
and believe in it and are willing to to wage their entire life on it, like we have with Astrovault, like these guys are with Lunar Space, it says a lot. When it's truly about passion, you know that you can change the world. So we're at exciting times. There's a lot of exciting things being built. A lot of things that you see around right now are gonna be worth $0 in 5 years. But a lot of things that you see around right now are infancy, major, like top 500 companies in the future. So yeah, unique opportunity for all of us.
Very well put. Extremely.
Yeah, very well put. So yeah, if anyone has any questions for us, reach out to any of us directly, tweet to us. Just so the community knows, I'm getting back on Discord and Telegram, going to do daily updates on there too as well. So yeah, just we're everywhere. So reach out to us, questions.
Also, due to the kind of complex nature of what we're doing, I think we'll probably host our own Twitter space at some point here, so we don't have to bog down another host time like you, and we can really get into all the nitty gritty details, answer any questions people have, and you know, take as long as we need. But this has been awesome, Eric.
Thank you guys. Yeah, give them a follow. We're gonna wrap this up. We'll see you guys next week. We're gonna be doing our community calls weekly Wednesdays at this time on Twitter now instead of on Discord, so that more people can listen in. But please do hop up, ask questions whenever you want. It's meant for anyone to get whatever questions they want asked and answered. We're trying to do things as transparently as possible.
Hope everybody has a beautiful rest of their day and week.
Yep, big day, big week, big month. A lot of marketing, a lot of building, a lot of aggression. Really, we're here.
Don't look at the charts. Keep your head up. Keep building.
Yes, sir.
Best time to be alive.
All right. Well, thanks again, guys.
Have a good one, everybody. Thanks again, Eric and Astrovault team.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Sweet.
two spaces.